Sundays and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Michael Toscano. A federal judge has paused President Trump's hold on federal funding while his administration conducts an across-the-board review. CBS's Nancy Cordes reports there's confusion.
In the absence of much information, thousands of organizations that rely on federal funds were making panicked calls to Congress to try to figure out if they're on the list. Take LULAC, for example. It's the nation's largest Latino civil rights organization. They told us they believe one of their largest education programs is on the list to be frozen. And if that's true, they say they will not be able to make payroll for about 125 employees.
The Trump administration is telling millions of federal workers they'll get pay and benefits through September if they resign by next Thursday. Virginia's Democratic Senator Tim Kaine doesn't trust that offer.
This is a guy who made this promise to contractors again and again and again when he was a private business guy. The contractor does the work and then finds out they get stiffed.
Senate confirmation hearings for Robert F. Kennedy Jr. to become Health and Human Services Secretary will begin tomorrow. In a social media post, cousin Caroline Kennedy reads from a letter she sent to the Senate.
Overseeing the FDA, the NIH, the CDC, and Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services, agencies that are charged with protecting the most vulnerable among us, is an enormous responsibility and one that Bobby is unqualified to fill.
More Americans continue to die of heart disease than any other cause. The American Heart Association says popular weight loss drugs aren't bringing down risk factors such as high blood pressure and diabetes. CBS News chief medical correspondent Dr. John LaPoop.
It's really hard to lose weight, and we know that especially with people with cardiovascular disease, they can decrease your risk of cardiovascular death, right? That's the people who are out there. But for the next generations, the people coming up, we have to change our whole outlook. You have 40% now. You know what it was? I just looked it up in 1960. The obesity rate was 13%.
CBS's Matt Piper tells us a civilian jet has made history.
And she's able.
The XB-1 aircraft, manufactured by Boom Supersonic, is nicknamed Baby Boom and reached an altitude of more than 35,000 feet before accelerating to Mach 1.122, which is equivalent to 750 miles per hour. The company says it's the first time an independently developed jet has broken the sound barrier.
A Temple University student died after climbing and then falling from a pole in Center City as crowds celebrated the Philadelphia Eagles' win in the NFC Championship Sunday night. 18-year-old Tyler Sabapathy was a first-year student at Temple's College of Public Health. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Join us live every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday from 5 to 6 p.m. for Playmakers, brought to you by Quality Plus Printing. Call in with your sports thoughts and feelings only on WFHR.
The Bucks defeat the Jazz.
Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Another win for Milwaukee, 125-110 over the Utah Jazz. Head coach Doc Rivers asked why would the refs call a flagrant two foul on the Bucks' Andre Jackson with less than a minute left to play.
Late in the game, my opinion, the refs were probably trying to keep the game clean. I think Sexton and Dre were getting into it, and honestly, I think they believed get one of them off the floor, so nothing happened. So I get it. I didn't think it was a flagrant two, but I think that's the reason.
The Bucks are in Portland tonight against the Trail Blazers. College basketball, the Badgers travel to Maryland to play the Terrapins tomorrow night. Wisconsin now ranked 17th in the nation. NFL, the Green Bay Packers have signed Rich Bisaccia to a contract extension, adding on an additional 2 years. Bisaccia is assistant head coach and special teams coordinator, and Luke Getsy's return to the coaching staff as an offensive assistant. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. Lady Gaga is not used to getting bad reviews when it comes to her music or acting. That ended big time when Joker Folie à Deux was panned by critics and audiences alike. Gaga put things in perspective in a recent chat with Elle magazine, saying people just sometimes don't like some things. She sounded unfazed, though, continuing that fear of failure is worse than actual failure, and if it takes over, can cause mayhem. Don't you hate it when your parole officer puts the kibosh on you hosting Saturday Night Live? Martha Stewart sure does. She whined to the perfect audience on The Tonight Tonight Show, starring cheerleader Jimmy Fallon, about how she missed her opportunity to host the show 20 years ago because of said parole officer. Maybe she'll get another opportunity since time has passed since she was convicted for conspiracy and obstruction of justice, as well as an insider trading scandal. It's so stressful when rich celebrities don't get everything they want. Maybe she can cry on her equally as annoying BFF Snoop Dogg's shoulder. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Peach Wabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Any flurries or light snow showers coming to an end? Overnight lows dropping to the upper teens to lower 20s. West winds gusting over 30 miles per hour. On Wednesday, mostly sunny skies developing with highs in the upper 20s to lower 30s. It's 39 at our studios.
Todd Albaugh.
Hey everybody, join us next time as we'll sort through the Wisconsin Supreme Court race with our friends Pat Kreitlow of Up North News Radio and Trigvi Olson on the Lincoln Project. Join us.
The Todd Albaugh Show, weekdays noon till 2. Locally grown radio, WFHR.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
Welcome to the second hour of our program. So, the Great Deportation has begun, and this is a very big deal. First of all, I think it's important to note that during the Biden administration, just to the country of Colombia, during the 4 years of the Biden administration, there were 475 deportation flights. Joe Biden, like Donald Trump before him, and like Barack Obama before him, like George W. Bush before him, like Bill Clinton before him, we have been deporting people from the United States continuously since the 1950s. It has never stopped. Trump's people come out and say, oh, we just started the deportations. No, they have been going on all along. What's different is, number one, they're inviting the press. They're trying to get as much publicity for this as possible. You've got, you know, Kristi Noem out there cosplaying that she's an ICE agent. You know, I'm a tough cop, yeah. And we're going to get those brown people out of this country. Number one. And number two, Donald Trump just put quotas on the individual ICE offices around the country. Now, what's particularly dangerous about this is that if you want to get people who are actual criminals and not citizens out of the country, which is something that I'm entirely in favor of, and I think probably every American is. I'm talking people, you know, now being here without documentation is not a crime. It's a civil violation. There's a fine associated with it. There's an administrative process, and you can be deported. But it's not specifically a crime. I'm talking about crimes. I'm talking about people who have, you know, done robberies or break-ins or, you know, rape or murder, whatever. People who are here without documentation who are criminals, we want our government to be finding these people and removing them. And the fact of the matter is that we have been all along and doing a pretty good job of it, actually. I mean, we've deported hundreds of thousands of people in the last 5, 6, 7 years. I mean, it's some very substantial numbers. But by going to the individual ICE offices and saying, you must arrest and deport 75 people per office per day, which I believe was the quota that the Trump administration pushed out. By doing that, well, just imagine that you're running an ICE office, that you're the person in charge. And you have a choice. You can have your team, your half a dozen or a dozen people who work with you. You can have your team spend the next 2 or 3 days tracking down a person who you believe has committed, you know, rape or robbery or something like that, a real criminal, and building a real criminal case against that person so that you can arrest them and deport them with cause and prevent them from ever coming back in the country. And if they do come back in the country, arrest them and then keep them in prison. You can do that and spend, you know, a couple of hundred man hours, a day or two of your time, tracking down that one actual criminal. Or you can just send your people down to Home Depot and snatch the brown people who show up looking for work. You can send your people into a Hispanic neighborhood, a largely Hispanic neighborhood, and just go knocking on doors and kicking them in and dragging away people who cannot prove their citizenship, who have not committed a crime, who are working in many cases and paying taxes. Now, let me be very clear. I am not advocating open borders. I'm not saying that we should tolerate people being in the United States without documentation. There's no country in the world that does that. But the big magnet that draws people to this country is employment. If we really didn't want people coming into this country, we should put employers in jail, not workers. But here's the thing, Republicans, and a lot of Democrats, frankly, do not want to put employers in jail. Employers are, by and large, rich white men. And they don't want to piss them off. They don't want to, you know, disrupt business. So they go after the individuals who came here in response to the fact that somebody was willing to give them a job. But anyhow, the bottom line here is that with these quotas that Donald Trump has established, purely for theater, purely for, well, he also wants to deport a lot more brown people. I mean, this is all part of Donald Trump and the Republican Party's Let's Make America White Again campaign. And let's not sugarcoat this at all. This is literally white supremacy on display, white nationalism on display. The belief that white people are the pinnacle of evolution and that America was created of, by, and for white people, and that people who are not white people should not have power, authority, or wealth in this country, and that even among white people, men should have dominion over women. That is more or less the official position of the GOP right now, and certainly the position that Donald Trump has taken through his whole entire life. But by establishing these quotas, what they're doing is they're forcing ICE offices to stop looking for criminals and start looking for just some poor schlub who came here trying to get a job or find a better life or flee the gangs in Guatemala. And how does that help America? You're going to see, I think we're going to see as a result of this, an increase in crime committed by immigrants who are criminals, the criminal immigrants, because nobody's tracking them down anymore because it's too much effort because you can't hit a quota by doing that. Are you following this logic? And then, of course, you know, why would Homan, you know, the deportation czar, why would he go after Chicago first? I mean, there's only about 400,000 undocumented people in all of Illinois. There are 1.6 million of them in Texas. There's 1.2 million of them in Florida. Dean Obidala has a great rant about this in his newsletter, The Dean's Report, this morning over on Substack. So why would they go? Why would they identify? And Colorado. They're going after Colorado today. Is Chicago and Colorado. Aurora, Colorado. Why? Because they're blue states. They want to create chaos. Why are they not going into Texas and Florida in a big way? Because they're red states. They don't want to disrupt the economy in the red states. This is all about politics. It's all about the politics of white supremacy and white Christian white nationalism and male supremacy. also going into Chicago, you know, enhances Donald Trump's continuous argument that Chicago is a crime-infested city run by a black Democratic mayor. Oh, my God, it can't run right. And finally, you know, he wants to challenge the sovereignty of these Democratic states, as Dean writes. He wants to force them to submit to his rule. And Dean suggests, he thinks that Trump is actually hoping that the mayor of Chicago will stand up to him, or that the mayor of Aurora, Colorado, or that the, you know, the governor of California or Illinois will stand up to him and try to stop him. And then he can slap him down with a big, you know, "Hey, Claudius, I'm the tough guy," thing. It's incredible. Republican big government wants Costco to drop their DEI program. Why? Are they trying to force everybody into the MAGA movement? And also, this plan to put a $1,000 bounty on the heads of immigrants is roiling Missouri. They want neighbors turning in neighbors. How did Hitler do that? I'll tell you the story right after this.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
Oh, and Donald Trump shut down the government today. This is another BFD. I'll tell you about that right after the break. Stick around.
Look, yo, how do you feel today? Maybe you're a little hungover again, feeling a little embarrassed about a few things? Listen, why haven't you called yet to get help? Man, aren't you tired of feeling this way? So listen, whatever your party drug of choice is, there are ways to get clean and sober, especially if it's messing with your life. Hey man, we all have choices. You can make a choice right here, right now, today, to call the number I'm about to give you and start a brand new life without drugs or booze. I know it's hard to think about this, but imagine how great your life could be. And all it takes is one simple phone call. I've got a team of people standing by ready to check your insurance and let you know what it takes to get clean and sober. Okay, so get ready to save this number, because here it comes.
800-961-2480. 800-961-2480. 800-961-2480. That's 800-961-2480. Paid for by the Detox Treatment Helpline.
Hey folks, this is Carrie Joy with your Work Money Minute. We have all stopped at a convenience store for a necessity or two. A bottle of water, a half a gallon of milk, or a bag of pickle-flavored potato chips. I mean, those are necessities in your house too, right? But there is a cost for that kind of convenience, as much as 54% more. Now, when I was in my early 20s, like some of you, I may have done most of my shopping at the 7-Eleven around the corner from my apartment. And boy, oh boy, I wish I had known that shopping regularly at convenience stores instead of supermarkets meant I was paying a lot more for my groceries. A National Institute of Health survey recently found that milk can cost 11 to 14% more at those stores, apples and bananas 10 to 53% more, and cereal could cost as much as 54% more. So, for your regular food shopping, keep more money in your wallet and head on over to the supermarket. For more tips on saving, text MONEY to 88285. This is Carrie Joy saying take good care.
Midday Magazine, talk radio that speaks with you, not at you. Join the conversation 4 to 5 Monday through Friday as we discuss local issues, events, and more. We'll be here interviewing some of your favorite local people. And find the podcast at civicmedia.us. Midday Magazine, a dialogue like no other. Only on WFHR, locally grown radio.
Max Inc. on Civic Media, live in the lair with Kalen Cole.
Have you ever walked away from a karaoke performance thinking, yeah, that was a lot better than the original person?
Oh my gosh, I don't know if I should admit that or not.
I think you should. Because now I know, now we know there's a song.
Jimmy's talking on it now.
I know. Oh, you're going to get me in trouble, Jimmy.
It's live in the lair. Grab the podcast now at maxincradio.com and listen live on Saturday night, 6 to midnight, across the Civic Media Radio Network.
Are you prepared for an emergency or disaster? Because it's not a matter of if, but when. Don't find yourself saying,
when the storm rolls in, my time to find a pet-friendly evacuation center will have run out.
the scorching heat wave will leave me powerless to cool my insulin.
I'll face a hurricane without meds. Now that's a tough pill to swallow.
Let's prepare so we all have a better story to tell. Get started at ready.gov/olderadults. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
Where are you at with dome stadiums?
Oh, love them. Snow games are awesome, but it's also a risk of injuries and everything.
Give me a dome anytime. I don't want to see elite athletes running on snow like it's me playing out there and tripping and slipping. I want to watch those guys run. I want the receivers to run and catch their passes. I want to see great athletes being great athletes.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Missed my opening rant today? It's usually published over at HartmanReport.com, where you can read it and share it with your friends for free. Check it out, HartmanReport.com. So Donald Trump has shut down the government today. A pause to all government grants and loans estimated to be in the trillions of dollars hit Capitol Hill today. You know, everybody was freaking out yesterday. Well, here it is. The acting director of the White House Office of Management and Budget, Matthew J. Vaith, directed federal agencies to, quote, temporarily pause all activities related to obligations or disbursement of all federal assistance. Now, here's the problem with this. Richard Nixon did this. He wanted to cut funding. As I recall, it was to the Environmental Protection Agency. I might be wrong. But Richard Nixon wanted to block funding to an agency, and he did so. And so in 1974, Congress got together. After Nixon was out and Gerry Ford was in, Congress got together and said, okay, that's it. Enough of this stuff. They passed the Impoundment Act of 1974, which said that the president may not impound funds passed by Congress. It's against the law for the president to refuse to spend the money that Congress gives him. Against the law. If he wants to do it, he has to go to Congress, and it's a 30-day process. That's not what Trump did here. Trump broke the law. This is a violation of the Impoundment Act. And over at the Office of Personnel Management, OPM, this one employee says, let me say this in no uncertain terms, OPM has been compromised and taken over. Now, this is the agency that hires people for the federal government. So they've seen numerous requests to all the agencies to collect information on government employees that they see as a threat to their agenda. Instructions say to send these lists to Amanda Scales, but Amanda is not an actual OPM employee. She works for Elon Musk. She wasn't even properly cleared by OPM personnel. They came over to the OPM, to the offices, and with a computer and plugged it in, an email server, and then sent out these emails to everybody, making it look like it's coming from OPM, when it's actually coming from Musk and his group. And he says, we think they're building a massive email list of all federal employees to generate mass RIF notices down the road. You know, your fired notices, basically. The non-political civil servants here are watching helplessly as our government is being systematically dismantled bit by bit. Even the inspectors general are being fired to prevent them from investigating the numerous whistle complaints that we have filed. So here we have billions of dollars in federal funds that just got frozen. Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer took to the floor of the Senate today to give another one of his boring speeches. And he said, more lawlessness and chaos in America as Donald Trump's administration blatantly disobeys the law by holding up virtually all vital funds that support programs in every community across the country. Yes. It's true. It's true. And as a result of this, the fight against fraud is in major jeopardy. I mean, Trump has fired the 17 or 18 inspectors general. There is a 2022 law that said you can't do that. Trump did it anyway. This is the second law that Trump broke yesterday. Is anybody holding him to account for breaking the law? No. What does that mean? It means we no longer live in a country ruled by the rule of law. We now have a president who is lawless and delighting in it. And we have a Republican Party that is supporting him in his lawlessness. Since 2007, the Office of the Inspectors General and the Department of Justice have been running a special joint task force to root out waste, fraud, and abuse in a dozen major metropolitan areas. The Healthcare Fraud Unit has charged more than 5,400 defendants with fraudulently billing Medicare, Medicaid, and private health insurance more than $27 billion. $27 billion was stolen from us by healthcare providers and insurance companies, and they got busted by the Office of the Inspector General, who Trump just fired. In Alabama, the Inspector General sentenced a pill mill operator and his wife to 20 years in prison for, you know, pushing out opioids. He just got fired. Meanwhile, the Republican attorneys general are telling Costco, a private company, that they need to drop their DEI policies. 19 Republican officials, led by Texas Attorney General Ken Paxton and Iowa Attorney General Brenna Byrd, have demanded that Costco notify the states within 30 days whether it will repeal its DEI policies or provide an explanation for maintaining them. Meta, Amazon, JP Morgan Chase, Boeing, they've all said, okay, screw DEI. We don't care about black people, Hispanic people, or women anymore. We're just going to be hiring white people, white men. I mean, you know, they literally didn't say that we're just going to hire white men, but no longer, you know, but Costco actually had a shareholders meeting last week, and there was a proposal to end its DEI program. And 98% of the shareholders voted against that proposal. The shareholders of Costco get it. DEI actually increases profitability, increases the functionality of a company. It makes things work better. Let me just add, by the way, to, you know, Trump breaking the law by shutting down our government and closing off, you know, funds. I'm wondering if Vladimir Putin told him to do this. I mean, Putin wants America crippled. Putin would love to see America crash. He, you know, Trump and Musk have been talking to Putin, according to reports in the media. So maybe this is on Putin's orders. Who knows? Meanwhile, Trump is also cutting funds to the IRA and the infrastructure law. I mean, it's just getting crazy. And this I'll tell you about this after the break, and I'll pick up your call. Stay
with us. We're listening to the Tom Hartman Program. Call 202-808-9925.
Helping you win the water cooler wars. I'll be right back with your call. Stay tuned.
Car sitting around your house? Maybe you're even paying insurance on it. Well, if you don't need that car anymore, donate it, running or not, to the United Breast Cancer Foundation. They will even come and pick it up for free and give you a receipt for a tax donation. Breast cancer screening could save the life of someone you love. And right now, they need your help. They want to save more lives through early detection by offering women free or low-cost breast screening exams. And that's what your old car helps to pay for. So get your phone out and call right now to donate your car to the United Breast Cancer Foundation. Remember, they will come pick it up for free and give you a tax donation receipt. Call right now at 800-280-9435. 800-280-9435. That's 800-280-9435. 800-280-9435.
Do you love watching television? If you're on a fixed budget, you need to make this free call right now to Dish and find out how you can get a fixed monthly price to watch all the television you want for 3 full years. In addition to a 3-year price guarantee, you can also get free monthly movie rentals. They give you one free movie rental every month. That's a $165 value, yours free. Plus, get free in-home tech visits, no-cost equipment replacements, a free voice remote, and you can watch commercial-free TV. TV. Even access all your favorite apps to stream, like Netflix, Amazon Prime, YouTube, and more. Now is the perfect time to call Dish. Take advantage of the 3-year price guarantee. Save yourself some money, and all your equipment is free. Call right now.
800-478-5560. 800-478-5560. 800-478-5560. That's 800-478-5560. Paid for by NPS.
You're listening to locally grown radio, WFHR.
CBS News Brief. 24 Democratic attorneys general are suing to stop President Trump from pausing trillions of dollars in spending, the action put on hold by a federal judge. Jeremy Conendike says the pause has a chilling effect.
Many organizations are very fearful to speak out and talk about what's going on. I'm able to do so because our organization, Refugees International, does not take federal funding. Otherwise, we would be in a similar spot.
Democratic Senator Tim Kaine of Virginia, home to many federal workers, is skeptical of President Trump's offer to give them pay and benefits through September if they resign.
Don't be fooled by a fake offer that because he's terrorized you in the last week, it would be easy to just resign now.
The American Heart Association says it's concerned about the high rate of people dying from heart disease. So is CBS's Dr. John LaPook.
Nearly half of Americans have high blood pressure. More than half of Americans have diabetes or prediabetes. And obesity rate, it's about 40%.
CBS News Brief. I'm Michael Toscano.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. A forgotten actor joins the cast of a forgotten TV show. I always wondered why Jason Patrick never achieved bigger status as an actor. He always does solid work, and now will be doing it on a TV show that has been demoted from network TV to Peacock, but is part of a huge franchise known as Law & Order. Patrick, who is Jackie Gleason's grandson, will join Christopher Maloney in the cast of Law & Order Organized Crime for Season 5 as Detective Tom McKenna. There is no official date as to when Season 5 will drop. One of Pete's picks, A Complete Unknown. I'm not exactly going out on a limb here, as it's Oscar nominated. The film follows Bob Dylan's transition from folk and the acoustic guitar to rock and playing a more electric sound. The narrative uses Dylan's music as a through line, starting with his arrival in New York at the age of 19. Three of the film's cast members, Timothy Chalamet, Edward Norton, and Monica Barbaro, are all nominated for Oscars. Definitely worth a look. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
The Bucks defeat the Jazz. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Another win for Milwaukee, 125-110 over the Utah Jazz. Head coach Doc Rivers asked why would the refs call a flagrant two foul on the Bucks' Andre Jackson with less than a minute left to play.
Late in the game, my opinion, the refs were probably trying to keep the game clean. I think Sexton and Dre were getting into it, and honestly, I think they believe get one of them off the floor, so nothing happened. So I get it. I didn't think it was a flagrant two, but I think that's the reason.
The Bucks are in Portland tonight against the Trail Blazers. College basketball: the Badgers travel to Maryland to play the Terrapins tomorrow night. Wisconsin now ranked 17th in the nation. NFL: the Green Bay Packers have signed Rich Bisaccia to a contract extension, adding on an additional 2 years. Bisaccia is assistant head coach and special teams coordinator, and Luke Getsy's return to the coaching staff as an offensive assistant. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Any flurries or light snow showers coming to an end. Overnight lows dropping to the upper teens to lower 20s. West winds gusting over 30 miles per hour. On Wednesday, mostly sunny skies developing with highs in the upper 20s to lower 30s. It's 39 at our studios.
Matt Nair on air.
Dan Schaefer, Civic Media's political editor.
No court in the country came closer to overturning the 2020 election results than the conservative majority on the Wisconsin Supreme Court. And we have Brad Schimmel, who's been siding with January 6th rioters. So if you want your vote to count going forward, show up and vote on April 1st. Let's channel that energy into the Wisconsin Supreme Court race.
Matt Nair on air. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. The Todd Alba Show.
The argument from my former party has been, it's not the guns, it's mental health. Well, no worries, folks. Governor Evers has got you covered. He introduced a plan to put millions of dollars into mental health, particularly for young kids. And the Republicans in the chamber did not clap. If you can't be it for kids, then what the heck can you be for? Jeepers, criminy.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekdays, noon till 2 on your local civic media radio station and on the app. Pat Kreitlow.
On Wednesday, we'll explain how some state lawmakers want to hide from you the true cost, the big price you're paying for kids to go to private voucher schools.
Up North News with Pat Kreitlow. Weekday mornings starting at 6.
Minded people fighting to ensure reason and our secular constitution prevail. Don't let Christian nationalism dominate our laws and values. Visit ffrf.us/Hartman with two N's at the end today, or text my last name, Hartman, to 511-511 and become a member today to protect the rights of free thinkers everywhere. Visit ffrf.us/Hartman or text Hartman to 511-511 today. Welcome back. 35 minutes past the hour. Picking up your calls here. Gene in Tampa, Florida. Hey, Gene, what's up?
Hi. Thanks for taking my call. I was wondering, does anybody ever talk about the billions of dollars of oil and natural gas that's under the West Bank in Gaza?
It's very rarely discussed, but it's not just under the West Bank. It's also offshore there. There's a huge natural gas reserve offshore of Gaza.
Yeah, the basin. Right, right. And that's just, that kind of makes me think that there's more to that's going on than, they want the Gaza. That's why they want Gaza, and that's why they want the West Bank.
I'm sure that's a piece of it. I could see them moving all the Gazans out, building, resort communities and condos and whatnot, and a new Trump hotel, and then, putting some drilling operations out there just off the horizon, just over the horizon in the Mediterranean. Yeah, absolutely, Gene.
Well, it's not only in the Mediterranean. It's under Gaza, and it's under the West Bank itself.
I don't know about the West Bank. I've never heard that, but
you can. It's atmos.com. Mm-hmm. And let's see. Well, anyway, you can read about it online.
Yeah.
UNCTAD in 2019 was talking about, the West Bank has got oil and natural gas under it.
Oh, interesting. Okay. I'll take your word for it. They're very rarely, when you're seeing land grabs and ethnic cleansing and genocide, very rarely is it just about one thing. And certainly that appears to be the case here. I get it, Gene. Thank you very much for bringing that up. Brian in Eugene, Oregon. Hey, Brian, what's on your mind today?
Hey, Tom. Thank you very much for everything. And I called our attorney general here in Oregon about 6 months ago, asking them who protects me and my fellow citizens here in Oregon when I see fraud in the election systems of all these other states that are engaging in this. So I was asking if they had any movement towards congregating other attorneys general together to discuss this problem or try to do something about it. But what I'm really doing is making a call to action to, my fellow listeners to your wonderful program to see if we can get answers out of some of these attorney generals. But the idea would be that I turn on the regular media programs. I never see these numbers discussed. And after getting the 4.7 million number from your Greg Palast interview, I would, maybe people could use that in their questioning, saying now that we have government information telling us that this is how many people were turned away from the vote.
Right.
I would like to get this in a judiciary format so that perhaps we can get the media to be forced to begin to release.
Well, the Supreme Court has already ruled on this, in Shelby County, and also in the something versus Husted. case. They just, you know, they said it's fine. You know, you red states, you can go ahead and throw people off the voting rolls all you want. No problem. Keep your state red.
So the Supreme Court has already told us that if we work towards getting something up on the upper levels of the judiciary, it's going to be pretty much a useless task.
That's correct. That's correct.
Isn't that a sad thing?
Yeah. I shouldn't even say the Supreme Court. What I should say is five Republicans on the Supreme Court have said that. The Democratic appointees in the Supreme Court have universally voted and argued in favor of Americans having the right to vote. And if that right is going to be abridged, it would require due process. But the Republicans on the Supreme Court said no due process is necessary. Your right to vote can be abridged anytime. For any reason.
So basically. I guess that's it. That's a dead end.
Yeah. Sadly.
Situation. Yeah.
But I get it, and I like the way you're thinking, Brian. You know, keep at it. We need to do something. I mean, obviously, the thing we need to do is get Democrats back in control of the White House, the House, and the Senate, and pass legislation that gets money out of politics and says that voting is a right, not a privilege. Straightforward stuff. Brian, I got to move along. Thank you for the call, Alfredo in Mountain View, California. Hey, Alfredo, what's up?
Hey, Tom, thank you for the privilege. Zuckerberg and Facebook has 3.1 billion, with a B, users. X has 611 million users. And then you have Fox News and TikTok. All of these are Trump right-wing sewer media outlets. Mm-hmm. So my question is, how are the Democrats are going to counter this in the coming elections? And I have one more thing to say. I think progressives, we do have some power. We can boycott, use the power of your wallet and boycott Tesla. Don't buy Teslas.
That's already happening, Alfredo. Tesla's seen their sales drop, for the last couple of years, ever since Elon Musk went, you know, public with his insanity. And it's continuing.
Yeah, we need to.
I mean, people are now spray painting swastikas on them and calling them Nazi mobiles and stuff, you know.
Yeah, and leave. Stop using X, and like you were saying, move to Blue Sky. I've been using Blue Sky, and I follow you there.
Yeah.
So let's boycott as much as possible these oligarchs.
Yeah, this is a real problem of Facebook and X being the two dominant social media sites. Most Americans now getting over 50% of Americans now getting some or all of their news from social media, most of it from these two sites. And these two sites are now run by billionaires who are tilting their algorithms to help, you know, to promote billionaires and to promote Republicans and to screw Democrats.
How do we...
There's no easy answer to that, Alfredo. I mean, you know, we need to regulate social media. That's what needs to be done.
Exactly.
It should have been done a long time ago. It should have been done back in 1996. The Telecommunications Act, Section 230 of the Telecommunications Act, is an abomination. But you're not going to get, as long as Republicans are in control and as long as those social media outlets are promoting Republicans, you've got this symbiotic, you know, this sick symbiotic relationship going. And they're not going to go along with any changes. Yeah. So we need to wake people up to it and get ready.
That's, right.
That's all
well,
I can say.
Thank you for what you're doing, Tom.
Yeah, good talking to you. Michael in Vancouver, British Columbia. Hey, Michael, what's up?
Hi, Tom. How are you?
Fine, thank you. What's on your mind?
I wanted to talk about a very sad thing that's happening here in Vancouver. So unfortunately, right now, the city of Vancouver has a right-wing municipal government, which is consolidating power and has a top-down dictatorial grip on the city. And so one of the things that's happening is they are cutting down thousands and thousands of trees in Stanley Park. And I know that many people who have been to Vancouver know about Stanley Park and love Stanley Park, and certainly we do as residents. But
it's part of a temperate rainforest, isn't it?
Stanley Park is a rainforest. It is wet. In the middle of summer, even on the warmest days, the ground is dark, wet, and moist. And under the pretext of danger, fire danger, and also that trees are going to start falling, the city has hired a contractor. They're spending $18.9 million over a period of about 4 years to cut down what may be as many as 160,000 trees, which is a third of the trees in Stanley Park. The pretext is that the trees have been defoliated, many of them, by a looper outbreak. The looper is an endemic native insect in a coastal western hemlock forest. Mm-hmm. It feeds off of the leaves of coastal western hemlocks and goes through about 10 to 15 year cycles. And it's been that way for eternity. And it's normal to have a certain number of trees that are defoliated and die when the looper feeds on those cycles. Those dead trees are actually very valuable to the ecosystem.
Yeah.
They provide habitat for
woodpeckers
and other...
So, Michael, you called because you want to alert people to what's going on in Vancouver, British Columbia, Canada.
I want to alert people who might not know about it that even though people think of Canada as a relatively progressive place and Vancouver as a progressive West Coast city, we have a very pro-business, pro-development government right now in the city, and we are trying to stop this. I'm the director of Stanley Park Preservation Society. May I give the URL for more information?
Sure, quickly.
SaveStanleyPark.ca.
Okay.
We are trying to fight this logging in Stanley Park.
Park.ca. Thank you, Michael. Good luck. We'll be right back. 45 minutes past the hour.
You're listening to Tom Hartman. Visit TomHartman.com for audio and video archives.
I'll be right back with more of your calls. And stick around.
People ask all the time, who the heck is low-cost airlines? Well, we're not just one airline. When you're talking to us, you're talking to everyone. We are the discount supermarket for all airline tickets. Plus, we have all the airlines and always have the best prices. American, Delta, United, plus all the specialized international airlines and a lot more. And we make it easy. We guarantee you'll talk to a live human in 60 seconds. You can have the rates you need and have your trip booked in 5 minutes. Now, how cool is that? And remember, when you're talking to us, it's like talking to every single airline available with one fast phone call. All you need to do is call and find the best prices to fly wherever it is you want to go. So are you ready? Call Low Cost Airlines right now.
800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. That's 800-754-4531.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
Seems everywhere in this state, housing has just gotten so expensive. Our current president ran on promises to help the middle class, and I'd like to know what he's going to do about the housing shortages. I went through the executive orders. I read through the speech transcript a couple of times. Nothing he really said or did in the first couple days has anything to do with helping the middle class.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
Where are you at with dome stadiums?
Oh, love them. Snow games are awesome, but it's also a risk of injuries and everything.
Give me a dome anytime. I don't want to see elite athletes running on snow like it's me playing out there and tripping and slipping. I want to watch those guys run. I want the receivers to run and catch their passes. I want to see great athletes being great athletes.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Ever tried balancing a dozen eggs in one hand while hopping on one foot? Or maybe juggling cats while riding the unicycle? Sounds ridiculous, right? But guess what? That's exactly what texting while driving is like. Your human brain only has the capacity to focus on one thing at a time. So when you're behind the wheel, give driving your undivided attention.
Don't drive distracted. A message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, and the Ad Council.
Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow. Wisconsin's home for daily conversations about the state's latest headlines and stories. Weekday mornings from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Out here in the middle of these acres, it can feel like you're the only person on earth. That's how it feels when you're struggling with your mental health. But you don't have to feel alone. Find more information at loveyourmindtoday.org. brought to you by the Huntsman Mental Health Institute and the Ad Council.
You are never far away from your favorite radio station. We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. And if you missed your favorite show or game, listen to a podcast of it anytime on the app or our website, civicmedia.us.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
It's easy to listen to your favorite local radio station anytime. Download the Civic Media app from the Apple or Google Play Store, then listen live or whenever you want from anywhere for free.
Thanks so much for sharing our program and for reaching out to our stations and sponsors and letting them know that you're listening. It really means a lot to us. Hey, are you ready to move easily and independently without pain or stiffness holding you back? Want to look in a mirror and see a plump, hydrated glow instead of more fine lines and wrinkles? Discover Native Path Collagen, made with only type 1 and 3 collagen fibers, the two most important types that make up 90% of the collagen in your body. Found in your cartilage, bones, skin, hair, nails, and gut. Types 1 and 3 provide maximum benefits without the need for unnecessary fillers. Native Path Collagen is a single ingredient formula with no fillers, additives, or artificial sweeteners. Plus, it's third-party tested for heavy metals, ensuring purity and safety. Completely flavorless, Native Path Collagen can be added to anything. Coffee, smoothies, soups, you name it. Its peptide formula makes it more bioavailable, meaning it's absorbed more easily, and it mixes perfectly without clumping. And you can get 3 or 6 packs at a fraction of the price of other brands. Visit GetNativePath.com/Hartman. That's G-E-T, Get. GetNativePath.com/Hartman with 2 N's and start your transformation today.
Counting dollars by the hour. They twist the truth and bend the rules.
And welcome back. 51 minutes past the hour. And let's see here. Randy in Charlotte, North Carolina. Hey, Randy, what's on your mind?
Yes, I appreciate you allowing me to speak. Here in Charlotte, I live outside of Charlotte in a bedroom neighborhood. I had 3 things happen recently. I never thought this immigration, I knew it was going to be a terrible thing for people who have lived here and now will be deported. Mm. But where I live, I just thought it wouldn't be, we don't have that many Hispanics in our area. But I live on a property which we're fortunate to have about 50 acres, and my neighbor moved in recently to a house that he bought. I thought, I saw him out. We were walking the fence line, everything. I said, how you doing? Introduce myself. And where are you from? That's what I normally would say. A lot of people here come from up north. The guy says, I come from Minnesota. I said, oh, yeah, well, what brings you here, the weather or? He said, no, I want to live in a red state. I said, that caught me completely off guard, completely.
Yeah.
And I said, really? I said, why is that, so important to you? And he went through a whole litany of things that went on in Minnesota that he just couldn't stand.
So he's a MAGA guy.
And then Randy, people would say, well,
Randy, I got to wrap it up here it's an amazing story. Thank you very much for sharing that with us. To wrap up this second hour, your moment of
boy on the border crying in the cold. A mother holds her daughter. Tired and old. The promise of a nation carved deep in stone feels like it's cracking, like we're losing our home. The soul of America is breaking apart.
Sitting around your house? Maybe you're even paying insurance on it. Well, if you don't need that car anymore, donate it, running or not, to the United Breast Cancer Foundation. They will even come and pick it up for free and give you a receipt for a tax donation. Breast cancer screening could save the life of someone you love. And right now, they need your help. They want to save more lives through early detection by offering women free or low-cost breast screening exams. And that's what your old car helps to pay for. So get your phone out and call right now to donate your car to the United Breast Cancer Foundation. Remember, they will come pick it up for free and give you a tax donation receipt. Call right now at 800-280-9435. 800-280-9435. That's 800-280-9435. 800-280-9435.
This is locally grown radio, WFHR. Maggie Dawn.
RFK's confirmation hearings start. Will his vaccine skepticism put your kids' lives at risk? We discuss next.
The Maggie Dawn Show. Weekday afternoons from 2 till 4.
The excitement.
Oh, he stones Brodzinski with a glove save.
The energy.
What's he going to do? He shoots and he scores.
The tradition.
You've got to understand history if you're ever going to write your own.
It's everything.
He scores. Badgers answer right back.
This is your radio home for Wisconsin Badger hockey.
Sponsored by Johnson & Sons Chrysler Jeep, Econ Electric, and 8th Street Auto. Listen on 97.5 FM, 1320 AM, WFHR, streaming live and on the Civic Media app.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app. This is locally grown radio.
WFHR 1320 AM, W248DE Wisconsin Rapids,
and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Michael Toscano. Caroline Kennedy is telling the U.S. Senate not to confirm her cousin, Robert F. Kennedy Jr., as Secretary of Health and Human Services. She calls him unqualified and offers a personal view, reading on social media the letter she sent to the Senate.
Bobby continues to grandstand off my father's assassination and that of his own father. It's incomprehensible to me that someone who is willing to exploit their own painful family tragedies for publicity would be put in charge of America's life and death situations.
Another Kennedy cousin, former Representative Patrick Kennedy, spoke highly of the nominee in a Washington Post op-ed. The Federal Reserve will conclude its two-day policy meeting later Wednesday with no interest rate cuts expected. CBS News business analyst Jill Schlesinger explains why.
The inflation rate is still running hotter than the Fed would like, at about 2.9%.